farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers use pesticides to control weeds, diseases, and insects that threaten to dramatically decrease their harvest. On today's program, we learn more about insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides, and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides fall under the broad category of pesticides. Although each has a different target, they are all used in preventing, destroying, repelling, or mitigating any pest that causes economic losses.
A pest is something that's not wanted at a particular time or place in a particular crop.
General Manager AgChem Plant Limited, Graham Dunkley. Herbicides are designed to kill plants and weeds.
A herbicide acts against specific classes of grasses, weeds, or other forms of intrusion on the soil.
Insecticides focus on eliminating insects.
Insecticides are designed to control populations of insects, different types of insects. Different insecticides have different applications against different types of insects.
And fungicides control fungi growth, which can negatively affect the yield and quality of crops.
So the effective and efficient application of the correct pesticide, the correct dose at the correct time, gives the farmer control.
Here are some things to remember.
The very first thing that we urge farmers to do is to read the label.
The label will give you vital information on the active ingredient in the pesticide, how it should be applied, target pests, weeds, or diseases, how often it should be applied, and the crops they are best suitable for. Also remember to scout the fields regularly and follow the recommendations of the extension officers from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. And now for our proverb of the day. Na ask hungry duck fi watch corn. Translation, do not ask a hungry duck to watch corn. And this means, do not put temptation in people's way.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache, and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
I'm compelled to foster a child because there are so many children out there who really need love. Because over the years, I've had quite a few. I'm appealing to mothers and fathers, share your home, share your heart with children out there who are in need.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.